from Illinois. EPA, I'm sorry. So, and then we have to go through that, and then there's a few other things that we have to do, and it looks like it's gonna consume a little more time than we wanted to. In the meantime, we had talked about the possibility of letting the landowners go ahead and do their part of it, but the only problem that we have, we're fearful of on that part, is the EPA sometimes a little bit touchy and may not give us a permit, so that's kind of where we're at. So are you with engineer?
Yeah, if you'd like, I can.
Sure, if you want to.
You okay?
Yeah, appreciate it.
So we'll get down in council. So this water main was actually permitted years ago, like 2009, 2010. I actually thought it was in, so when we heard that the water main extension was coming up, I said, why are they doing that? It's already there. So talked with Evan, he said, no, the city actually didn't run it down the road at the time. They just stopped at the fire hydrant. Contacted EPA, said, hey, we already have a permit from 2009, 2010. Everything was approved, including this section, actually even a little longer than what you guys are proposing. Can we just simply, you know, connect onto that? No, it's been, you know, over the 2 years, you need to resubmit for that section. So I let Evan know. He stated that you guys are bringing a 2-inch service up from the residence to a point, and then you're gonna connect on with a 4-inch main and go up and tie in. And I think the agreement with the city was that the city's gonna pay to tap onto the existing main, come underneath the road, and then where that ends, then it's their responsibility to go the rest of the way.
Correct.
Do I understand that correctly from
yep.
everybody? So, Evan informed me that you're trying to sell this property. In order to get it, the deal is it has to have city water. So, one thing that we discussed, which you mentioned, is that, you know, do we allow you to run the 2-inch temporarily? Because EPA, if there's a potential that more people will connect onto it, it's water main. Well, 2 inches in a water main, 4 inches. If you need water, do you run the 2-inch all the way up, you tap on the main, but once the 4-inch is installed, now you've got to connect your 2-inch onto that 4. A little extra cost, because it's, you know, you've got now an extension you're essentially gonna kill.
Right.
But if you're like what I know some people, that the wife ain't moving there until there's a pot of water, that's maybe worth the cost of that. So so from our standpoint, what we advised was, you know, I brought papers with me tonight that if you were here, just to expedite, I'd have you sign the owner part because they want original signatures. So if the city was in agreement with it at council to allow this to move forward, I could have you sign it as the owner. Joe signs as the operator. I get the mayor to sign it as the owner's rep again. And then it can go in with, well, we're pretty much just gonna reuse the drawing that's there. Shift it slightly and try to utilize what we already did. We won't have to do the historic preservation. We won't have to do the endangered species. We're just gonna reference the old permits. So we don't have to do those. I just submitted a document for Macomb, got it back. They said 35 days if you pay, 70 days if you don't. Well, on your guys', since it's a private main, you pay. And the permit fee was to EPA. $240 to EPA. But ultimately, it's up to the council. I think if you run the service yourself as the 2-inch, I don't think EPA is going to come back to the city on that if it's a short term to give them water. But I think you guys need an agreement with them that once that main is installed and it's turned over to the city, that they have to tap onto that 4-inch and then disconnect the 2. So.
Also, they're going to run off of the 2 temporarily until we bring the 4 through.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, I have no problem with that. We can get the project going, and but if the agreement is...
Correct me if I'm wrong, you have enough, because the deal with EPA is, this is where it makes it not right, is that when you start crossing property lines, EPA's, that's a water main again, so that's where you get snagged, is one, if two people are hooked onto it, it's a water main, and when you start crossing property lines, it's a water main. So you get snagged on both those. But I think in order to try to accommodate you from at least a land sale standpoint, it's a short enough term. And I did talk to Joe, who's your guys' certified operator. You know, if EPA were to question it, we feel more comfortable with questioning a 2-inch service that's connected temporarily than a 4-inch water main that was installed without a permit.
Sure, man.
Does the city understand that
yeah.
as well?
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to get somebody a pot of water, I don't know what your water's like currently, if you've got back tea issues, if you've got, you know, those are things that we can cite, though, to say, hey, they have poor water.
Dry well.
Dry yeah. well, okay. So.
So if the city approves that, and how long you submit the application for the permit, what do you, you're thinking it could be?
They said on here, on the one that I just got back from home, after you submit them, they send us a letter back saying, okay, it's recorded, it's logged, here's the time duration. The one I just sent from McComb for some chemical feed was, I said 30 or 35 days if you pay the permit fee, which you would.
Mm-hmm.
If city was to do it, it's 70 days. If you don't pay the permit, you fall behind. Precedence comes to those that pay the fee. So we've had some communities that will even pay a fee just to expedite it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, I think the 35 days or 30, 35 day review time is still too long for what your
right.
purchase date is, correct? Or your
August 1st.
Yeah, so that's
right.
It doesn't work. Evan, any questions on the customer side or anything you don't feel comfortable with?
No, I mean, I think I've talked about it with these guys and then you again, and then I just said, come here and we all discuss it together. And no weight options. I mean, you guys are here, what you're playing is, what you want to do.
And EPA will not allow a private water main. So that's where it can't be one where you guys install it, you put it in, and then you and then it's just private.
Yeah.
It has to be owned by the public. Well, in order for the city to take over ownership, they've got to make sure it's one permitted, pressure and leakage tested, back teed, so that we don't want it where we turn on water to you, you get sick from the water, and then you come back to the city and say, well, the water's got me sick. Well, no, it was the main you didn't do right.
Right.
So
that 30 days on the permit, that's for a 4-inch.
That's for the 4-inch.
For the 4-inch.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah, not your service. The service would be one that if council said, hey, we're comfortable with everything that you're proposing, then you would just be working with Evan and the city to run that and probably figuring out what a temporary meter. I don't know how you want to do that. If you're just going to put a meter, you've got 1,000 feet.
Well, he's already got a spot.
Correct.
So does where he wants to put the meter after the 4-inch for them.
So then
I mean, and theoretically, that's where I'd probably
just
put
it
and be
right.
done with it.
And then just run a 2-inch for 1,000 feet.
Whatever footage is left would be smart.
It'd be a little over 1,000 feet because it was 1,000 feet to where the 4-inch was going to end originally.
Okay.
But my question is, okay, so if we're going to go with the 2-inch, I'd still want to put a 6-inch pipe underneath the road. That way the 4-inch could come through it later.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. Since you're going to put in a case, you're going to put in your casing pipe at a time.
Right.
You'll push the 2-inch to the root, which is a very easy push. And then when you come back out, you'll go. The only thing I would ask is where you come through the casing pipe and you're going to hit the main, to have it over far enough, like when you come out of the casing, to shift over so that when we turn the cork off, it's out of the way of the tapping sleeve and valve. Does that
right.
make sense?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have an issue with, okay, now it's in the same spot. Any questions from committee at all, or?
Yeah. Anybody have any questions?
What's the cost comparison then, difference? If we do the, you're talking the cost for a temporary tap and then the cost for a 4-inch tap?
What the difference is. So the 4-inch, it's my understanding that the city was gonna pay for the 4-inch tap and slated valve.
Underneath them.
Who does your 2-inch taps? Do you have to hire that out? Because you can't do a 2-inch tap, right?
Yeah, I think we got a 2-inch, I believe it's in
you can do it in your own
cabinet, yeah.
Okay. So then it would just be, it's your own crew, whereas the other way, you gotta hire somebody to do it.
Would you be better off to go ahead and do the 4-inch tap though and reduce down to the 2-inch?
You could do that, you could.
Then you'd already have it there. Then after the permit came through, then you wouldn't have to do the 4-inch tap again.
So would you propose to do the 4-inch tap and a sleeve valve? After the valve, could you put on like a blind flange and put a 2-inch, it's called nipple thread on it, that you could just run your 2-inch tube. When you're done, shut the valve, pull the blind flange off, and go
away. 4-inch?
That'd be okay.
I think that makes sense.
Then I don't have a corp that's full up now.
Right.
That somebody doesn't know about and that's a kid. I'd be okay with that. You know what?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Just do the 4-inch and then, like you said, reduce it.
Actually, now you reduce it. Just at the end of the valve, throw a mechanical, like a
blind flange on it. Yeah, we got one of those out there.
And then you just tap into that.
That's what I did for a little flush hydrants when I did well 16. There you go. Turn the 2-inch.
Do we have everything we need to do this, or?
The 4-inch tap, I gotta call Jim through Corp Main and just let him know. I don't have nothing for 4-inch. They'll come down with the machine. He says it will operate, they'll show us what to do.
You just have to have the hole ready.
Correct.
And have equipment there to lower their machine. They actually have a crane on
there. Yeah, they use their truck. I just do the tap, I guess, is what I was transformed for Jim through Corp Main.
They just have a person there to help with it.
Yes. Because they're not licensed plumbers, so.
That's who was doing that part of it anyhow, wasn't it?
Correct.
Okay.
Which you guys already had that quote.
So it could be just them, actually it's more expense except for just them coming earlier to do.
Yeah, do the tap earlier, we'll set the tap and then.
Yeah.
Only add the expenses, the blind flange that you're gonna tap.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, because that's all we really had to do out there anyways, and Walt was gonna do the rest, I mean, tie into it and.
Does that answer your question, John? I mean, does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions? We want to do this one time.
Yeah, if that's what they're going to do. They want to run a temporary 2-inch, and you guys are fine with it. I mean, I'm fine with that. And then permit gets through and set the 4-inch in. I guess it's more up to them what they're wanting to do. In that case,
it gets the water at least.
Oh, yeah.
They're wanting it or if they want to wait, I mean, that's their call now.
And Crothers didn't have a problem with it?
No, his thing was just not wanting to start to have the water main one unpermitted.
Yeah.
His one thought was, okay, well, it was permitted once.
Yeah.
If you put it in, but then the question gets back with the whole water quality issue that's out there.
Right.
And I think in your guys' meeting, maybe in a subsequent one at Canton, EPA was just discussing that, you know, anymore, no different than a policeman, they're suing you personally anymore, you know, and especially since Flint, Michigan. So the concern is, as an operator, one, is the community going to get in trouble, and two, is the operator in trouble if somebody gets sick from the water that's put in here, it's not permitted.
Has that ever happened? Has anyone ever gotten sick from the water?
You know, there's actually, so Canton is actually going to have testing right now because somebody called in a complaint that they had a waterborne disease. So there.
Like I said, has that ever happened? Has anyone gotten sick from the water?
You know, not that I know.
We're afraid of things that don't exist.
That's true. Yeah, there's a lot that's out there. It's all it's the sue happy.
No, I understand. I've been sued many times, never successfully.
Yeah.
If you do what's right, you can usually
avoid.
Right. Paying anybody.
Yeah. And I think that's where, like you said, doing right would be let the 2-inch service go through if council's ready and then follow up once you have a permit.
So what do you need from us tonight as far as agreement to the council degree on agree to
council
go for the permits? And
yeah, if you're good with that, I mean, it sounds like they're responsible for the 4-inch anyway,
okay.
So I can have you sign these forms tonight that we have an original signature. I need the mayor to sign the one part, or if you want Joe to do it, either one.
I'll sign it. Yeah.
And then that way those parts are done. All I gotta do then is just fill out the paperwork get your contact info and go from there.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll need approval for you to finish paperwork and...
Actually, I'm assuming that you're gonna have them pay for all the paperwork, right? That's their main?
Yeah.
So really, you...
Okay. Well, I just wanna make sure if there's any cost on the city's part that we get done tonight.
I think the way it sounds, if we all agree, is the cost is that blind flange and the tap on.
Well, he's got one, yeah.
Yeah, we're okay, it looks like a get one.
Yeah, we're okay with the tap, so...
I'd get one.
Like I said, I wanted to finish it tonight and not come back again and...
And this works for you guys, right? I mean, just wanna make sure it works.
I know it doesn't bring in where you want it to, but it's a little better for both of us, I think, to be on the safe side, so... And,
Is a risk, I mean, for you, I mean, are you planning just to run this, let me ask you just a general question. This two-inch line, are you just gonna bring it up and lay it in the ditch line so you can use it later?
Use the same ditch?
Well, what I'm asking is versus burying this two-inch for a short term, are you good, that then you...
Well, you'd have to stake it down, because I mean, without being in a trench...
Sure, pressure-wise, but just something to think about is, would you, you know, can you reutilize this pipe if you did HDPE and you went above ground? Otherwise, you're gonna have to dig your trench and you're gonna have to leave it almost open, which is worse, seems like, than...
Right, I still have to dig it at the county road, no matter what, to get it deeper.
Right.
But as far as the rest of it, there is the ditch all the way along there, except until you get up higher, it's just all grass.
But something to think, not that it affects the city, just saying that something you may consider that could save you costs is, could you reuse the pipe?
Right, but then I'd be stuck with all that pipe, dude.
Correct, be it if you had a different project, or if you knew somebody that wanted two-inch pipe, they would buy it from you.
Yeah, cause if not, it's gonna just be, well, it'd be a two-inch pipe that's sitting in the ground.
You can use that pipe for Larry and Tim?
Well, Larry and Tim, there's gonna be one-inch running up there. I don't know.
I simply throw it out, just thinking of cost-wise for you guys.
But yeah, I definitely have to stake it downward, because, you know, with the ditch line on top of the ground, but...
So I think the only thing from a council standpoint is that you guys are gonna have to approve, are you gonna allow this main to be constructed and then ultimately turned over to the city once it passes pressure and leakage testing, back T samples, and has the operating permit?
Okay.
And that's really, should be your only involvement, other than your cost to tap and warranty the road.
Okay.
And that's the four-inch part, right?
That's the four-inch part, which I understand you already agreed to in advance.
And I think we've already agreed to that. Didn't we, council meeting, did we agree to that part of it, or did we?
I think I got confused.
That would've been the original take.
The original main.
And we were gonna pay, it was like...
Yeah.
Four, yeah, I can't remember, it was over $5,000.
Five, yeah.
So we'll need to move, and we'll need approval for,
And I don't know if you already did it, I mean, I don't even know if you need these. It depends what you've already approved, and if you even need them at the next council.
Maybe it's approved, running it, and then the taps and taking it over is gonna be for the meeting.
Okay.
So you need approval for the flange, or purchase the flange?
I can purchase the flange.
Okay, alright.
I'll just get the flange.
So you won't, alright.
Okay, do we have to approve these water taps tonight? Is that now or later?
You'd have to approve a two-inch tap temporarily.
Yeah.
And then when the four-inch is installed, they would have to then tap the two-inch line into the four-inch.
Yep. Approval of a two-inch temporary tap.
Reason they do want to do that is so they don't run two-inch and run down on down a little bit.
Yeah, and I think before you'll take the main, that the two-inch is reconnected to the four.
Yeah.
Make sure you pull on that section on both of them.
Yeah, I thought all this stuff kind of later day, if they're private line, but...
This isn't gonna get met in 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah, they're not gonna make that, but...
Or they want more, they give you more.
You own my billing address on this, right?
Your what?
My
billing address or home address or project address.
You're going to be living there as a water first?
No, I'm selling it.
Oh, you're selling it. But you're the one that's responsible for putting in the main?
Yeah.
I don't think it matters what address, it's all going to go to the city anyway when it's done. Any other questions?
Okay. All right, so what I'll need to do is approve a 2-inch temporary service tap until the 4-inch main is established. And then at that time, the 2-inch will be
Abandoned. And reconnected to the 4-inch.
And reconnect, yes.
That's why I said if we put the meter in, just leave it down where it's wanted now, so that we don't have to dig one up and then put it further down again, move to where he wants it now, where it's originally going to be.
All right.
Just that part?
Yeah, you can just do it on both from there.
Oh, up here too?
One right over, there's two copies.
Oh.
Let's see here. Okay.
I think one would you be boring? So I know where to.
Well, I got to get hold of people that bore it for me and see what their schedule like.
I just wanted to schedule around, like, probably just dig up and do that tile.
We should have him.
Because, you know, there's only 75 copies.
We're going to use it for this, then we'll have another one.
Yeah, he's going to sign off.
Yeah, this is signed, so then we'll have another application for the 4-inch later.
Yeah.
Because like I said, there's another thing I was thinking where I could just tap on the end of that, put 90 on it. Because the dead end's there. I'm going to put a tap right at the dead end, why not? Shut it off there, got a hydrant, and then just put a 90 on it and shoot it under the right end, you know?
Is the hydrant teed in or is it in line?
It's teed in. There's a shut off out there that the county hit and they got busted out, but.
Shut offs were for the hydrant, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said, but I shut that off. I think Richardson was tapped on prior to it.
Yeah.
I can't remember, I scared a few emergencies there. I thought I mentioned him though, if they could put it before the shut off, case, you know, we ever had to shut it off to replace the hydrant, that everybody still had water during that time.
And you're Keith, right?
Yes.
Thanks for coming, I appreciate it.
On Stouffville instead of where it is. It'd actually be nice if that hydrant was on Stouffville instead of where it is.
Yeah, we're going to put one at the end. I don't know if you're at the lab, we're going to put one at the end of the 4-inch.
All right, okay, good.
Just so there's.
Mayor, do you have any questions?
If you donate it, just.
You're good?
I mean, you got to.
No, I'm good.
And then if there is a problem, at least back there on the ground, sitting on hillside.
Yeah, we got to do.
Sitting on hillside, opposed to the road.
Yeah, get her done, right, because I got work to do.
Your damn spades out there.
Couple miles, so I can work it.
If it was me, I'd be.
Did you go back there on the day?
Tell me.
I was going to today, but I had some serious issues on the northeast side of town, so I just trapped there.
But that's just me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, Kirk, could you call the roll, please?
Yes, Alderperson Sally Clark is absent, Trevor Kelly is absent, Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
Kim Pascal?
Here.
John Spotlow?
Here.
Mayor Leiferi?
Here. All right, having a quorum, we'll move on to unfinished business, the water line on Scoville Hill.
Okay, and so you were all here present and we met with the engineer and give us our recommendation. I have two motions that I would like to present at this time. And the first one is to approve a 2-inch temporary service tap until the 4-inch main is established. And at that time, the 2-inch will be abandoned and reconnected to a 4-inch main. So I need approval on that one first.
All right, we have a motion.
That's a motion.
I'll second that.
And we have a motion and a second. Could you call the roll call vote, please?
Alderperson Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Pascal.
Aye.
John Spotler.
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Second item of business is $1,500 for boring. And that's over the original cost, which I think was 46, something like that, 42.
41.
41, okay, so, but it'd be $1,500 for boring.
So it's an additional $1,500?
Yes.
All right. We have a motion. We have a second.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Seconded by Kim. Roll call vote, please.
Oh, who made the motion? I'm sorry.
Kendall.
Kendall, oh, okay. And then seconded by Kim, okay. Alderperson Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Pascal.
Aye.
John Spotler.
Okay, is there any other thing that you need from us to, okay. That's all I have, Mayor.
All right. No other business to discuss. We have a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
There we go, we're done.
Thank you, everybody.
Sorry about it.
Thank you.